Don McLean and Starry Starry Night. Vincent, and the Vincent mentioned is Vincent Van Gogh, Van Gogh, Van. Which is it, Gillian?
I say Van Gogh, but my six-year-old asked Alexa, what is it? And she said Van Gogh, but she said she's always learning. So I quite like that.
Okay.
Machine learning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday would have been Vincent Van Gogh's 169th birthday.
Yeah.
Had he still been alive, which is an impossibility. And this summer, you can see a reimagining of his work in an immersive experience at the RDS. And Gillian Wilson, director of the project, is here to tell us about it. This sounds amazing. I was saying high-tech, totally immersive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think some of your listeners might wonder, what do you mean by totally immersive? And I suppose the best way to describe that is, instead of it being like a cinema reel of Van Gogh's masterpieces or a slideshow, it really is as if you are walking through the fields in southern France with him, looking out his bedroom in Arles and actually viewing the sky he saw, or following the brush strokes that he makes with his paintbrush. So it really is this audio-visual multi-sensory experience in a 20,000 square foot space with projection on the walls and the floor, and you should be feeling like you're in it and living it.
In the painting.
In the painting. Exactly.
So for people who aren't, you know, sort of students of art, Vincent van Gogh, he started late at 27 and then he was dead by 37, so it's 10 years, but he was prolific.
He was, and he's, you know, of that time, though, that post-impressionist era, very, very popular, but really only after death. We were talking before going on about how he only sold one painting in his actual lifetime, whereas now he's one of the most recognisable and popular artists probably in the world.
And after he died, he took his own life. His mother threw out a load of his paintings. People who had them weren't aware that they were sitting on masterpieces.
Absolutely. And it's fascinating. And from our perspective for this show, one of the reasons that his paintings are so great for this type of digital artwork is that if you think about his paintings, because he, you know, he had manic episodes in his life and suffered from mental health, but you could see all the episodic periods of his life through his paintings and even his brushwork. It was this three-dimensional painting that he created. It wasn't a 2D object. So to actually bring that to the digital world is much easier because it actually comes to life much, much better.
So I was looking at some of his works, reacquainting myself with them, but there's the Night Cafe. So that's there. It'll feel like you're there.
Absolutely. And so what we do
is... Arles, you mentioned Arles. Yeah, that was his hometown, wasn't it?
That was. And so you see what he would have seen going through the fields in Arles. And, you know, if you think about his Parisian episode, he actually left Paris after a while because he felt the weather was really depressing. So he went to the south of France to follow the sunshine. So the way that we look at creating the artworks and have followed the flow is essentially going through those episodes in his life. So where, for example, you know, the Japanese really inspired some of his artwork, like the almond blossom, for example, or were all the workers that he would have seen. He did a lot of portraits of workers in fields. So you really get a flavour of what his life was like, and he almost, like, he inhabited the paintings himself.
Yeah. So it talks to, about we've that's the art,
yeah.
The technology.
Yeah.
This is really exciting, isn't it?
It is really exciting, and actually this is a world premiere of this content in Dublin, so our Irish visitors and anybody else that visits the RDS in between May and August will get a real, they're in for a treat. So essentially what you do is you digitise the paintings.
Okay.
And what NoLab, the creative studio, have done, they actually say it's like a music composition. So if you imagine the technology is like all the instruments, and the score then is how that's all knitted together. So what happens is they've layered artificial intelligence, and what they did was look at the catalogue of the 2,000 odd paintings and letters and drawings that Van Gogh have done. And then through machine learning, would you believe, they can then actually pretty much guess and generate paintings that Van Gogh would have made, because
okay.
They know his colour palette, they know the texture, they know how his brush strokes would have worked, and they use a thing called generative neural technology and data analysis and 3D data imaging. Wow. And it all sounds, you know, very techy, but actually the sum of that is a new way of telling the Van Gogh story. So if you think about any experience, it's basically telling a story or storytelling. So this is like this hybrid narrative when you're in the experience.
So I
itself.
walk in then, and am I completely surrounded by a landscape?
You are. So what happens is when you arrive to the Shelburne Hall at the RDS, you will come in through an entrance tunnel, and that's just to get people from the light into then what will be the projection room. And as I mentioned, it's 20,000 square foot of space, and on all your surfaces there will be these images projected. So you will feel like you're walking so in they're it, not standing
just,
in it.
There's not just the number of screens around the place. No, it's more
it's
than
actually
that.
The whole surface. So if you imagine all the surfaces will be actually projected onto,
right.
apart from the ceiling, but the idea, but effectively it feels like the ceiling because they're going up to full double height of the projection hall in the RDS. And essentially what the like of the artificial intelligence does is it then makes it feel like it's moving and evolving and actually, you know, you're surrounded by it and living in it yourself.
Because there was that brilliant movie of his life, which was all paintings.
Yeah.
Which was spectacular. I think Chris O'Dowd was involved in it, wasn't he?
He was, that's right. And actually one of the really interesting parts of this is it'll be coming through four parts, and so there's a chronology to it going through the episodes of his life. And then at the end, you actually will get to view some futuristic digital renditions that are inspired through the artificial intelligence of what Van Gogh might look like today.
Right, because he did self-portraits. And I don't know if you spotted this, but there's one with him with his ear bandaged because he famously removed his own ear, and he looks very like Benedict Cumberbatch. Did you know him? Look at it again.
Look at that again.
Yeah, he looks very like him. So it's open from when?
It starts on the 16th of May in the Shelburne Hall, Hall 2 in the RDS, and it runs until the 4th of August this summer.
And Van Gogh, Dublin.com for more information, and people can book tickets there. I'm really looking forward to bringing the family into that.
Yeah.
Gillian, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about that.